All right, welcome to Making the Argument. Before we get started, I have a very important announcement. We have a brand new deal with GoodRanchers.com. That's right. If you go into Good Ranchers and you use promo code Nick and you sign up for one of their subscriptions, you're not only going to get $15 off, but do you remember the old deal where you got 2 pounds of ground beef with each order? Well, we just upped the game. That's right. You can choose top sirloin, salmon, chicken breast, or bacon now. Every single order you get on that subscription is going to come with free top sirloin, salmon, chicken breast, or bacon. You get to choose which one if you use promo code Nick. And again, $15 off on top of that. That's a savings of $480 in meat by signing up for one of those subscriptions. Not to mention the fact that if you are looking for a gift for someone that is impossible to shop for, you can go on to goodranchers.com and get one of their brand new gift boxes. Now, this is a limited time only offer. It's part of their overall Black Friday special. So go on to goodranchers.com to get more details. Sign up for promo code Nick in order to get that deal, and let's get on with the show.
One thing I've learned is this: in politics and in combat, cowardice is contagious, but so is courage. And if you're willing to be the first person over those ramparts, you will be shocked at how many people will come with you. I'm asking you to come with me. I'm asking you to be a part of the generation that will restore the promise of this country and breathe new life into it.
Okay, so I'm on my first tour in Iraq in 2006, right? First Special Forces Group. Our ODA is going out. We're conducting a raid in the middle of the Western Desert in Iraq. Come across this little mud brick home, middle of nowhere. And it becomes pretty obvious very quick that the guy we're looking for isn't there. But we notice that we got a really poor guy there. He's got a small herd of goats. They're leaving the area. And so we walk in and we say, look, you know, if you want to go have someone get your herd, we'll stand here. We'll pull security for you. Just let us know who you want to go out there. And he kind of motions over in the darkness because it's pretty early in the morning. And this little boy gets up, probably couldn't have been more than 10 or 11 years old. And as he walks out the door and the sun hits his face, he just looked aged. He looked weathered. And he goes off and he's collecting up the herd and we're pulling security for him. And we kind of realize in that moment that this is his life, not because he chose it, but because it was chosen for him, because he is living in an area and a time where a political elite is making the decisions for his entire life. And if he wants to do something else, or if he's got interest in other things, or if he's got abilities or creativity, the chances of him being actually able to use those in order to chart his own course just doesn't exist. And as I'm thinking about this, I realize that there is no fundamental difference between this little boy in Iraq and my own son back at home in America. There's no fundamental difference between either of them, except for the fact that ideas have consequences. And he was growing up in an environment where the government, where a political elite, where a powerful little cabal got to make those decisions for you, and you had relatively no control over any of them. And the reason why that story has always stuck with me is because when I got home, I started to realize that more and more I was watching Americans, especially young Americans, buy into this false idea, this false narrative, that if they would just hand over more of their freedom, more of their money to the government would take care of them. And having been all over the world, I've seen what happens when people buy in to that narrative. And the reason why I have such a problem with it, the reason why I struggle with this idea of socialism, of government control, is not just because it has bad economic results, not just because it has bad social results, but because it teaches people to believe that they are less than what they actually are. I believe that people are unique individuals. They are beautifully and wonderfully created. They have a purpose to fulfill in this life. They have creativity, talents, passions, ambitions, and they should be able to pursue those in accordance with their definition of happiness, not somebody else's. And I feel like we're starting to lose that in this country. I felt like as hard as we were fighting for the hearts and minds of people all over the world, we are losing the hearts and minds of our youth right here in our own country. So when I got home from my second tour in 2008, right, this was right after Barack Obama had gotten elected. And I remember watching that election from Iraq and watching it as a president ran on a platform of wanting to fundamentally change the country. And I have a hard time understanding how you can love something that you want to fundamentally change. Because when I look at the fundamentals of this country, I see the Declaration of Independence, I see the Constitution, I see a love and a passion for individual liberty, self-determination, free markets, property rights. Why would you want to fundamentally change that? But here I was watching as a candidate was campaigning on those things and getting thunderous applause. And all you have to do is look at the different polling that we see right now, where 70% of our youth are comfortable with the idea of socialism but have a negative view of capitalism, to understand that something has gone seriously wrong in this country. And the more I look at it, and the more I talk to people, especially young people, here's what I've discovered. It's not that they've rejected capitalism or adopted socialism. They have been fed a caricature of capitalism. They have been fed a caricature of socialism. That's what they're adopting, because somewhere along the lines, we thought we won. We thought we won these arguments. If you're old enough to have remembered the Berlin Wall falling, then you remember what it was like to have final validation that free markets and capitalism was superior to socialism. Guess what? Our youth don't have those memories. That is a one paragraph, you know, thing in a textbook somewhere that they read. But you look at those same students, and if they believe in liberty, if they believe in free markets, if they believe in personal responsibility, if they believe in limited government, and they go onto a college campus, I can tell you right now, they're not just in the minority, they feel completely isolated. And when they look for elected officials or anybody else to be able to make an effective argument for what they believe, there is a deficit. Because we might make a good academic argument here and there, but when they turn on Netflix, when they turn on the news, when they listen to their college professors, when they read the paper, they are being inundated with the other side's viewpoints. And that's what we have to combat. That's why it's so important that we make the argument, and we make the argument effectively. Because I have firsthand knowledge of going to a conference with 400 students there and talking to them about these ideas, about the things that we all love and hold dear. And they were passionate about it. I don't know if you've ever heard that quote before, that if you're young and not a liberal, you have no heart. If you're old and not a conservative, you have no brain. I gotta tell you, I hate that quote. Because as I looked across that audience, I didn't just see a lot of intelligent students. I saw students with heart. I saw them with passion. They care about their communities. They want to help people. They want to address the same issues that we all do. The difference is that they actually have faith and the ability of free people to work in voluntary cooperation with one another in order to solve problems and make everybody's life better. But our generation has an obligation to get up and make the argument in a way that those students can be proud of. If you actually want our youth to once again care about these things and to fight and defend them and pass it on to future generations, well, then we've got to step up and actually do our job now. This is our moment to do it. Will we actually learn how to make those right arguments so that they are relevant to people, so that we can actually convince people of our way of thinking? Or are we just going to continue through our day-to-day lives and think it's somebody else's problem and kick the can down the road? I'm not willing to do that anymore, and I don't think you are either. So this is what this is about. Coming together, making the argument, going through the issues, looking at the philosophy, and making arguments that are relevant, not just to us, not just to our friends, but to people that might not have ever heard these things before. Because what I have seen time and again is that once somebody gets that spark, that idea that everything out ahead of them is within their grasp, provided that they have the freedom to pursue it, that is a light that is not easily extinguished. And that's what we have to fight for. Because you and I, we have a debt. We have a debt to everyone that came before us. We have a debt to everyone that's going to come after us. There is no question that when you look at the people that founded this country, when you look at the people that sustained this country, we are all the beneficiaries. The question that we have to ask ourselves is, are we worthy of it? And that's one of these things this podcast seeks to do, is to be able to help us build those arguments, to be able to go out and preserve for future generations what we've enjoyed, what we've fought for, and what those who came before us have fought for.
once again, thank you very much for listening. If you want to support the show, again, one of the best ways you can do it is by heading over to goodranchers.com with promo code Nick. You're going to get $15 off. You sign up for one of those subscriptions and you're going to get up to $480 of free meat with that subscription. You get to pick top sirloin, salmon, chicken breast, bacon. It is all up to you. Plus, if you're looking for gifts to get for the people that are impossible to shop for, goodranchers.com also has gift boxes. You need to act quick. This is part of their overall Black Friday special. So head on over to goodranchers.com, use promo code Nick, and once again, thank you for listening.